Nolte, The Corporate Media OM A Joe Morrison Apology. By John Nolte on March 18, 2022. Almost 18 months after the New York Post ran the story about Hunter Biden's laptop, on Thursday, the far-left New York Times admitted the story was true. That the laptop was real, that the contents of the laptop as reported out by the New York Post were real. Please note that I used the word admitted, not confirmed, or verified. That's an important distinction. You see, the Times and the rest of the corporate media did not do any additional reporting to verify the Post story. All the dishonest sneaks that the Times did was admit Post story was true. And because they are such dishonest sneaks, they did so in paragraph 27. Paragraph 27. Just stop and think about how corrupt the New York Times is to bury that bombshell in paragraph 27. We have a laptop filled with compromising information about Joe Biden and his son. Email after email detailing the Biden family's overseas influence peddling. And the Times basically says, oh, yes, all this is true about the sitting president of the United States, in paragraph 27. Democrats sure got it good, and anyone who subscribes to the New York Times is an idiot. Where was I? Oh, yes, my point. And I do have one. Let's not forget there's a face behind the laptop story. A person, a real person, a real journalist. And that for the last 18 months, everyone in the corporate media, from the New York Times to NPR to CNN to MSNBC, have defamed this journalist as at best a Russian dupe and at worst a Russian operative. Her name is Emma Jo Morris, and it's her byline on what was and still is the biggest scandal of the 2020 presidential election. And for the sin of breaking a true, accurate, and consequential story, her work, and let's not forget her New York Post colleague, Miranda Devine, who also did some heavy lifting, and by extension, her journalistic reputation was attacked. And not just by the corporate media, but by Joe Biden, his press secretary Lion Ginger, and the beta boys that run Twitter and Facebook. All of them, every single one of them, attacked her work as Russian disinformation when they all knew the story was true. Of course, they knew it was true. Not only had the Post verified the emails, but it was also easy for the rest of the media to verify the emails. Did you receive/send this email to Hunter Biden? That's not difficult. I'm no journalist, and even I could do that. And you know the corporate media did do that. Did receive confirmation, and still went ahead and deceived the public with their Russian disinformation lie. But, you see, publicly verifying the laptop story required something our corporate media do not have, and that's a sense of ethics and moral courage. But I want to return to Emma Jo Morris, who is now a colleague at Breitbart News. When I told her I was going to write this piece, here, with her permission, was her reply. I'm not losing sleep at night over their baseless smears. She told me, but they absolutely owe the American people an apology for lying to them. And that's why she's a good reporter. She's an adult, not a baby who can't wait to play the victim. Nevertheless, put yourselves in her shoes. You flawlessly report out the most consequential story of the 2020 presidential campaign. A true story, a story about the worst kind of political corruption. A story that matters, a story that still matters. I'll get to that in a second, and your own government and everyone in your own profession and the billionaires in Silicon Valley not only team up to kill your true story, by extension, they question your character and ethics. Have you ever been falsely accused of something? I have. It's pretty goddamn awful. But even I can't imagine living through this. Y'all know I could fill the internet with this stuff. Which brings me to my next point. Now that the corporate media have admitted, in the sneakiest, most underhanded, and dishonest way imaginable, that Emma Jo's reporting is dead on, if not an apology, how about some follow-up? After all, what we have here is documented proof from the president's own son of foreign influence peddling. How could anyone who identifies as a journalist not turn this laptop bonanza into a full-fledged feeding frenzy? And maybe there are some of you in the corporate media who feel deceived. Perhaps you honestly did believe those 50 godless deep staters and Brian Stelter and Mother Jones and Max Boot and Ben Rhodes. Maybe I'm not giving you the benefit of the doubt. Well, then, prove it. Get angry. Joe Biden lied to you. Jennifer Psaki lied to you. The deep state lied to you. Your own colleagues lied to you. Don't you care about corruption? Don't you care about being lied to? Don't you want to fix a profession so broken a hack like Maggie Haberman wins a Pulitzer for spreading a hoax while Emma Jo Morris's work and name were defamed? Regardless, the least, the very least you can do, is apologize. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.